If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Gnome's cowboy hat draws criticism after Minneapolis shooting. Kristi Gnome's oversized cowboy hat and cosplay outfit have faced significant backlash following her press conference addressing the Minneapolis shooting that left Renee Nicole Good dead, reportedly at the hands of an ICE officer. Opinions are polarized regarding the incident, with the Secretary of Homeland Security labeling it an act of domestic terrorism. During her address, Gnome's choice of attire was met with ridicule. Seth Meyers quipped, "Why is Kristi Gnome always in some sort of cosplay outfit?" Stephen Colbert added, "I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you lying over your hat." Comedian Ronnie Cheng suggested that Gnome's hat might have obstructed her view of the shooting, stating, "Maybe you didn't see the video clearly because your stupid hat is blocking your vision." Gnome responded to critiques asserting that her statements contradict video evidence by asserting, "This vehicle was used to hit this officer. It was used as a weapon. And the officer feels as though his life was in jeopardy." She described the incident as a violent act necessitating a defensive response and mentioned that similar situations have occurred frequently, claiming, "We've had almost over 100 times that these vehicles have been used to ram law enforcement officers." Calls for Gnome's resignation surged on social media, with Representative Shawnel Brown from Ohio stating, "Kristi Gnome must resign today. Her time as secretary has been a complete moral failure and a public safety disaster." Critics echoed this sentiment, arguing that under her oversight, ICE has become a danger to communities. In defense of his son, Jonathan Ross, the ICE agent involved, Ed Ross described him as a committed, conservative Christian, a tremendous father, a tremendous husband. He emphasized his son's character but refrained from discussing specific details regarding his wife's background.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.